This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
Ultimately, this is a step toward our goal of getting Stewart out of Massachusetts.
That is Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey at a press conference just this morning. Stewart Healthcare System officially declared it is filing for bankruptcy overnight. The company operates 8 hospitals in Massachusetts right now. For now, those facilities will stay open. The Healey administration seemingly anticipated this would happen. So a few days ago, they launched what they call an incident command system to make sure services are stable during any transition. Now, Robert Wiseman is a reporter for the Boston Globe, has been covering this, and he joins us now to kind of decode what all of this means. Robert, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good morning, Tiziana.
Hey, so Robert, you watched the press conference this morning. Let's just start with the key takeaways. The big message from the Healey administration this morning is?
Continuity. The hospitals will remain open. But she acknowledged that there could be some inconvenience and disruption. But they stressed that the bankruptcy would be, the first step toward her goal of ultimately getting Stewart out of Massachusetts and finding new operators for the hospitals.
So let's actually hear the governor on that question of what Chapter 11 bankruptcy does from this morning.
The purpose of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing is to provide an orderly way to deal with debts and liabilities and to potentially transfer ownership while continuing to operate and serve patients.
A number of times we heard the governor in the press conference this morning, Robert, talk about, everything will continue. This bankruptcy filing is part of a process that helps get Stewart out of Massachusetts, which Governor Healey has been very clear she wants. Can you, to the extent that you understand how bankruptcies work, can you explain that? How does Stewart filing for bankruptcy at the national level help advance what the governor wants, which is to get the company out of the state but keep the hospitals in and operating in the state, Robert Wiseman?
Well, the governor and the hospital system, Stewart, which is a for-profit company, have a common interest. Stewart needs to raise money to pay off its creditors. And to the extent that it could find some buyers from the hospital, that could help in that process. State officials, the governor and her healthcare team, believe they were deceived by Stewart, which moved its headquarters from Boston to Dallas back in 2018, and was originally the Catholic Caritas Christi Health System. They allowed them to be taken over by a private equity company, and they want to get Stewart out now. They feel like Stewart has pulled money out of that system, and to the detriment of the state, the hospitals, the workers, the patients.
So how does bankruptcy help make that happen? And let me give a little more context to that. Some of this is from your reporting, and some of this is from what we already knew. Over the years, one of the things that Stewart did was it actually sold the land and buildings of the hospitals it owned in Massachusetts, essentially to Medical Properties Trust, which is an Alabama-based company. So it bought the buildings in 2016, and in part of this bankruptcy process, Stewart said it is, quote, finalizing the terms, end quote, of even more financing from Medical Properties Trust, which it owes a ton of old rent to. So how does this help, Robert?
Well, it's not really clear from what we've seen of the bankruptcy filings. There'll be a lot of motions and a lot more will come out over the coming days and weeks. And the bankruptcy court requires the type of financial detailed reporting that Stewart has been not given up until now. So the governor feels like they won't be able to lie, in her words. They'll have to release this information. The whole relationship between Stewart and MPT, the real estate investment firm that it sold the hospital buildings to, is entangled, and it's really the full extent of it is still not entirely clear. It's not really clear why they would be lending Stewart more money under the bankruptcy process. It seems like they have an interest in keeping Stewart afloat because that keeps MPT which is a publicly traded company afloat. But the whole tangled mess will probably get untangled in the bankruptcy process, which is court supervised. But there's still a lot that we don't know, Tizia.
So we're speaking with Robert Wiseman, who is a reporter from the Boston Globe. At about 3 a.m.-ish in the morning, Massachusetts found out. In fact, Governor Healey said at the press conference this morning, she was asked in the question and answer session, when did you find out? She said, well, at about 3 a.m. when Steward Health Care put out their press conference, their press release, that they have filed for bankruptcy. We're doing the follow-up on that. You said a moment ago, Robert, that the governor said that Steward will no longer be able to lie. That's a quote. And she did say that. And she went on to say that, quote unquote, transparency is important. And that these bankruptcy proceedings will allow the state to see financial statements that they haven't been able to get from Steward. The last time that Steward filed some key statements that the state has wanted was, in fact, 2020. And Governor Healey's not unfamiliar with bankruptcy processes, Robert. I'm thinking, you know, when she was the attorney general, she filed against the Sacklers and against, you know, oxycodone lawsuits and had to deal with the Sackler family going through bankruptcy processes. She's got a lot of intimate knowledge of how this breaks down. Will that work in the state's favor as the state tries to handle a transition here?
Well, it can't hurt. And of course, there are a couple of other hospitals in the state that have filed for bankruptcy, individual independent hospitals in, you know, rural parts of the state. There's been nothing on this scale. These are big hospitals in big cities in eastern Massachusetts. They serve, you know, hundreds of thousands of patients, employ tens of thousands of workers. So certainly her experience will help. One issue, though, is that the state, at least in the early part of the bankruptcy process, has a limited role. She said that they'll be advocating for Massachusetts' interest in the process. But the main part of the initial process is the debtors and creditors haggling over who gets how much when. And the state's role right now, they've opened a command center, as you pointed out last week.
Yeah, what does that mean?
With the Steward hospitals, the other hospitals and community health centers in those areas to keep the, to make sure that patients are served and that the communities where these hospitals are operated have access to health care.
And what the command center, let's stay there for just a second, and then I'm going to play some sound that you referred to from Governor Healey. This command center, it's not actually a physical center. It's not like, you know, the MEMA, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency,
no, it's
right?
It's
a virtual thing.
It's an operational center. They hired Dr. Greg Meyer, a veteran of Mass General Brigham, a crisis manager, he's going to be sort of heading it up with a team of deputies from different parts of Metro Boston, north and south of Boston. And they've sent inspectors, monitors, into all of the hospitals to make sure that they have the needed resources, supplies, staffing, and that patients are being looked after. And they've been in there for a few months now, but now it's sort of a more coordinated structure. So that's sort of their main role, is to look out for the stability of the system right now. At a certain point, after Steward presents a plan to the court, the state could take a larger role. But at this point, it's just making sure that advocating for the interests of Massachusetts is how the governor and how Attorney General Campbell put it.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. As you noted, Steward moved its headquarters to Texas in 2018. And in fact, the bankruptcy filing is in Texas. The governor is doing what she can while the jurisdiction is elsewhere. Here's Healey on that today.
This is a national company and a national filing. We will be advocating aggressively for Massachusetts interests, the interests of our patients, our consumers, our workers, and our communities throughout this bankruptcy process.
And while Governor Healey was once the attorney general, of course, Andrea Campbell is now the attorney general, also at the press conference today, and saying that her office will continue to be involved in the process as well.
This is not a perfect process. And it may be that some of Steward's operations will wind down in time, which will be challenging for all of us. However, I want to stress, and I think it's really important, that any changes to Stewart's current footprint will still be subject to state law, including licensing and notice obligations, and will require court oversight and approval. And that's a good thing.
And that's really one of the big questions that remains, Robert Wiseman of the Boston Globe, right? Does this bankruptcy mean that it's more likely, less likely, we don't know, that these hospitals that Stewart has owned stays open? The Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association made a statement this morning from President and CEO Steve Walsh, who said in part, quote, "The declaration of bankruptcy is a tool that can help stabilize healthcare operations in emergency situations and protect essential patient care," end quote. And Governor Healey kept encouraging everyone during the press conference, if you are a Stewart healthcare patient, keep going. What about that? Does this increase the likelihood that those hospitals stay open?
I think it does. But the key question is, can they find new operators for the hospitals? I think there are some hospitals in Massachusetts and Rhode Island who would be interested potentially. But the one big issue is that they now would be on the hook for these rents to MPT, which Stewart negotiated as part, which Stewart agreed to pay as part of its sale leaseback agreement.
Again, this is that they sold the buildings to someone else, and now the hospitals have to pay rent on their own buildings.
Right. So, can they get out of those leases? It would be hard for someone to take over those hospitals and have that financial liability of having to pay these multi-million-dollar rents to this Alabama real estate company.
And to that point, you know, that was an unusual move. It's something people have been watching. And, you know, when we look further down the road, Attorney General Andrea Campbell forecast what else might happen. Here she is.
I take it very seriously, any effort for this hospital system to make a profit to the detriment of patients, to strip mine hospitals for their value. And if those efforts have violated the law, those involved will absolutely hear from our office. And at the appropriate time, we will share that. And we will share with you, of course, in terms of that process.
So what do you watch for now, Robert Wiseman?
Well, she seemed to be suggesting, without saying explicitly, that the Attorney General is looking carefully into how Stewart got into this situation to see what parts of that were legal or not legal. So that's one thing to watch for. They also made a deal to sell their doctors group, Stewardship Health, which is a national organization, to a subsidiary of United Health, Optum. And that deal is sort of being held up in the regulatory process. That could bring them some money that would help them pay off creditors and could sort of further this whole process. I think the big thing I'm watching for is the state's role and whether the state is able to figure out a way to help other operators assume control of the hospitals.
Boston Globe reporter Robert Wiseman, we will watch alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Tiziana.